Let's take a look at credits and grading of the course. You can get between 5 and 8 credits from the course. To get 5 credits, you have to complete the mandatory parts. We have pre-exam, we have video lectures, we have 3 written assignments, 1 about inference, 1 about measurement, and 1 about research design and current issues. And the first data analysis assignment, which you need to do a regression analysis in. Finally, you need to submit a learning diary. To get more credits, you can do optional assignments. There are 4 optional written assignments and 2 optional data analysis assignments. These are more advanced, and they are more for those who really want to understand these issues and apply them in their own research. And then we have things that are not graded. Computer classes are not graded, and reflection and feedback tasks that are short tasks that you do at the end of each unit, those are not graded either. The maximum number is 8 credits, and the sum of credits will be rounded down. Let's take a look at what each of these elements contain in more detail and how they're graded. So the in-person seminars, these are 4 discussions. So they are not lectures. And I also give you assignments and group work in the seminar that facilitate learning and understanding of the concepts that we learn during the units. I'm prepared to go through some of the materials that I present on the videos, so I have the slides with me, but the idea is that you watch the video material before the seminar, and then you come to the seminar with your heads full of questions and comments, and then we discuss. Seminars are graded. You get a 2 for showing up, just coming there, not saying anything. If we are on online teaching, then I require a camera on. Having your camera off is not showing up by definition. You get a 3 if you ask a question or comment something at least once. And 4s and 5s are reserved for those students who participate actively. So this is how your participation grade works. And you can miss 1 seminar. If you participate in all seminars, then I will drop the 1 lowest grade, so only the best grades count if you come to all the seminars. Then there is pre-exam. The pre-exam consists 2 books. You don't necessarily need to study the books because I give you the list of questions that I'm going to be asking in the exam or the question pool, and then you can go through the question pool and think what parts of these materials you want to study. For example, some of the parts on data analysis in Singleton and Straits are probably not worth studying. The parts about measurement and research design are definitely worth studying. The same with Allison's book. The questions don't cover the full book, but I leave it to you to decide what to read. There will be 3 essays and 8 term definitions. When you sign up for the pre-exam, you need to sign up in my courses. And if you are taking the exam in a university that requires that you sign up for an exam separately in a separate system, then you need to do that as well. More details are available on the course website. Then we have a learning diary. The idea of learning diary is that it's about 20 questions. It's about, because sometimes I decide to add a good question in the middle of the course, but it has been 20 questions for last maybe 3 years. Your task is to answer those questions with a couple of paragraphs per question. So a good length of a final learning diary would be perhaps between 10 and 20 pages for the 20 questions. Work during the course. So at the end of each unit, open your learning diary and go through the questions and see which questions we addressed during that unit and how your understanding developed during the unit. Your task here is not that much to self-reflect, but to write like you would write an exam answer. And these are going to be returned for grading 1 week after the final unit. So I don't get any intermediate work. I just want to have your learning diaries at the end, and that will serve kind of like a final exam for the course. So this is the workload for the 8 credit version of the course. And this assumes that you do everything. It's calculated using this measurement system for master's level teaching. And with this measurement model or calculation model, it would be 291 hours of work. if you really do all the optional parts of the course, the students who have, there are a few students per year who do that, they tend to spend about 2 days per week on the course for the duration of about 4 months that the course runs. So if you do all the parts, it's going to be a lot of work. It's probably going to be worth it though, because you get a foundation on which to build more advanced skills. But then again, if you just want to do the basic final 5-credit version, you can leave about half of these readings out, and it greatly reduces the workload. You can follow your completion on the course website. So whenever you have an activity that you are required to do, there's a box on the side of the activity, and when you have completed that activity, then the box will be checked, and there's the completion tracker here. It turns green once you start completing things, and if you fall behind, it turns red. There are two kinds of deadlines on the course. We have due dates, and we have expected completion dates. Expected completion dates simply affect the progress tracker. So that is for you to check that you have actually, you are on schedule. You have the events here, and then assignments have due dates. The assignment due dates are more important because the due date means that I need the assignments on a certain day to be able to grade them on the next day. So if there's a deadline on Monday, then I want to grade everything on Tuesday so we can discuss those on Wednesday in the seminar. If you miss a due date, then you will not have your feedback for the seminar, and it might take a longer time before you actually get the feedback from me. So that's completion tracking. It turns green. Once you have completed everything, it should be fully green, and this is only for the mandatory part. Grading. What does the grade consist of? Pre-exam is going to be 10%, assignments 40%, participation 30%. You get participation grade by posting the forum, watching the video lectures and doing the tasks, and being active participants in the seminars. The learning diary is 20%. So your grade is going to be 80% determined even before the course ends. So this is continuous grading, and you can follow your own progress and how you're doing. How you follow the actual grading is that you go to Moodle's gradebook, and then there is a grade sheet here that allows you to check what kind of grades you got for each assignment. 5 is the maximum, 1 is minimum passing, 0 means failing, and then there is typically some kind of information on how that compares to other grades if you are into looking at that kind of things.